fresh made bread, 20 cents. Even sweet potato bread, 20 cents a loaf. And when I was little, if I wanted the Cuban bread, I could go around to one of the Cuban grocery stores, and that's a whole loaf. Now that's about the size of French loaf bread, you know, that long. And you say, I want to buy a half a loaf of Cuban bread, 5 cents, 10 cents. It used to be 10 cents, now it's 50 cents for a loaf of Cuban bread.
It was 10 cents when you were...
When I was around 9, 10 years old, 10 cents. It's going up to 50 now.
All right, now at the bakery, what about those things that have the holes in
them? Donuts.
Yeah, could you get those here?
You get donuts and jelly donuts.
Did you have a different name? Like you said jelly donuts. Do you have a different name for those?
No, they're jelly donuts that don't have the center, and part of the inside is taken out and filled up with some type of jelly.
Okay. What about the type that are twisted? Do you have a name for those? The other ones are just kind of
twisted donuts.
All I'm saying is, there any special?
And mainly, when you go to the bake shop, you just say your donuts and then point to whatever it is that you want.
Okay, and then
cinnamon twist donuts. That's the only other kind we used to buy. Cinnamon twist.
Yeah. Okay. And how about, now you mentioned Johnny cakes, and I think this is probably sometimes you mix up a batter like Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
And is that the same thing as the Johnny cake?
Well, I know it's the same way as making dough. You know, the flour, baking powder, and water. And I don't know what else you might put in it, because I've never baked, made it. And you take the big iron frying pan, you roll it out into a big circle, how wide the frying pan, and you grease the frying pan. You don't have an excess of grease, you just grease it.
So just as long as it's nice and...
Yeah, and then when you think it's done on one side, you take your spatula, your egg turnover, and just lip it up and plop it over on the other side. And then while the underneath is cooking, before you flipped it over, you greased it. And then that side's cooking. Then my grandma always used to leave the piece of paper with the grease sitting on top.
You get all greased up here.
Well, it's just so that it wouldn't burn in the pot.
Yeah, right. Well, I was talking about yourself.
Oh, getting burned. Yeah, you can get burned with it.
Okay, I was trying to differentiate between the Johnny cake and the type that they have like International House of, those things that they make in the morning and put syrup.
Pancakes.
Yeah. Are those different?
No, it's completely different. Well, yeah, because theirs is thinny and runny, and this Johnny cake isn't going to run nowhere. No. It's going to stay.
Now, would you eat the Johnny cake the way they do in the morning?
Johnny cake, when you take it out of the frying pan, just cut off a piece and then slit it down the center and put some butter on it.
Okay. How about, what is it that they put in bread to make it raise?
Baking powder? No, not baking powder. Yeast.
Okay. And if you went to the store and you were buying flour, you might buy two
pounds.
Okay. And when the inside part of an egg is called what?
Yolk.
Okay. If you cook a couple of them, if you boil, let's put it this way, you can...
With the chicken lays?
Yeah.
Eggs.
And if you put them in water at 220 degrees, you're doing what?
You're boiling them.
So you're having
hard boiled eggs, soft boiled eggs.
Okay. How about if you break them open and you put that in water?
Poached.
Okay. And now, do you have any names for fat salt pork?
No, just pork.
You know what I'm talking about, like.
Yeah, the chunks of pork you can buy. It looks like bacon, big chunks that you haven't even bought the slice down.
Yeah. Do you ever?
No, my mother buys salt pork.
Is that what you would call it?
Yeah.
Okay. How about, have you ever seen like when they cut the side of a hog, it's all hung up there, it's like usually square, big side, what they call
it. Slab?
Yeah, with that...
I've never seen a hog split open like that. Okay. And I'm not interested in finding it.
Did they ever have any butcher houses around there?
Yeah, they used to. I don't remember it.